To the pro-Palestinians in the West, y'all have got to stop saying there was no evidence that Enes Shareef was part of the H team. You saying that is contributing to the Western propaganda, the narrative that anytime an Arab or Muslim fights back and resists their colonizer, that they're considered a terrorist. A lot of y'all are saying it with good intentions and in good faith, but it's low-key making it worse. Because even if he was part of the H team, so what? Basically, Palestinians do not have the right to resist. They don't have the right to fight back to obtain the land that was stolen from them. Westerners love movies about the underdog, the oppressed, fighting their oppressors and standing up for freedom. But when it comes to real life, when a Palestinian does it in real life, it's terrorism and it's a bad thing. I've said it countless times before and I will say it until the moment I die, us Palestinians have the right to resist our oppressors. And putting that case to the side, even if you don't like the group, you're saying that the settler colony of Israel has the right to assassinate them whenever they want, however they want? Because according to your Western system, the right thing to do is to take him to court. He has to go through the court of law, where he has a lawyer to represent him, and they have to provide evidence of whatever they're accusing him of. That's your system that you want to go by. But when it comes to a Palestinian, assassinating him however they want is okay. You've got to be more cognizant of the words that you use when describing or defending or standing up for the Palestinian cause. You gotta think through the implications of what you are saying and not basing your entire argument off of the ridiculous claims that the West makes about Palestinians. Like if I were being interviewed right now by a Western news channel and they brought up Enes Shareef and this accusation of him being part of the H team, my response would be, and? So what? Because at the core of every discussion about the Palestinian cause must be Palestinians have the right to resist. Not we want freedom and peace and democracy for all. No, that's not what we want. We want justice for what has been taken away. And we are most certainly not going to get our land back by pleading and kissing the hand of the West. It will come by Palestinians resisting the occupation.